Obviously, a lot of intriguing storylines heading into this game between the Titans and the Bengals. As you look at the matchup for this defense, and let's just assume that Ja'Marr Chase is in there for this one. How excited are you for this one? What are we going to learn about this Titans defense in this matchup against Joe Burrow and this offense?
Well, I think we're going to learn a lot about the secondary. And with Christian Fulton dealing with the hamstring, that definitely makes things a little bit tougher. But I tell you what, no matter whether Fulton plays or not, they need to do more zone defense because I just don't think that they match up well. I don't think anyone matches up well going man against that Bengals group of skill players. So zone, I think we're going to learn what this front could do also, because without Danico Autry, there are some things to be questioned. But fortunately for them, they got Jeffrey Simmons, you got Rashad Weaver continuing to blossom as a pass rusher. So I think those are some of the things we're going to learn. And David Long Jr., I want to see how they use him as well.
TD, to that point, like you said, we'll see what the status of Christian Fulton looks like in this game. But it's looking good for Elijah Molden. It's looking good for Hooker. And if Fulton could play, you're talking about those five guys being available in the secondary for the first time together all season. How good do you think that five can be if we ever see them together on the field at the same time?
Well, I think they could be really good. And the thing that I love about Elijah Molden is the way that they use him on blitzes. That one game that he did play, I counted that bit of time that he played. They sent him about four or five times, you know, on that nickel blitz. So that gives you another way to simulate pressure. Then they have the coverage over top. I think Molden is strong from that perspective. And then when you have Hooker and Kevin Byard on the field at the same time, and we've talked to Kevin Byard about this, it makes things a lot easier for him because he's not back there being the sole traffic cop. You know, he has a patrol partner with him in Amani Hooker, and they could kind of get guys set up and do the different things that they have to do together rather than doing that and then trying to get yourself where you have to be and reading everything that way. So that's huge. And Hooker, I mean, look, man, Amani is a ball hawk. You know, you look at the interception he had against the Bengals in the divisional game. That was a really good, kind of scooped it right before it hit the turf, and he was able to pick it off. So having him in the mix, it's really big. I've always compared him to Malcolm Jenkins, you know, and I think when you could get that type of presence in the lineup, that's always going to help.
TD, both of these teams have pretty good defensive fronts and pass rushers, and both teams also kind of have some struggling offensive lines. Which team has the better matchup when it comes to their defensive front going up against some struggling offensive line play?
Yeah, I think the matchup goes to the Titans, their defensive line against Cincinnati's offensive line. And Jeffrey Simmons had mentioned before how he worked against Alex Kappa when they had joint practices with the Buccaneers last year. And that's going to be a matchup to watch. And I think really the results of that game against the Bengals in the divisional round, that was one of the things that spurred them on to say, hey, you know what? We got to invest in this offensive line. And they invested pretty heavily in it. And the results are starting to come, but I like Rashad Weaver. I like Jeffrey Simmons. I like Tierra Tart. I like Kevin Strong. I like, you know, that group going against the offensive line that the Bengals have. I think that is advantage Titans. And I also like that simulated pressure that we touched on with Elijah Molden. And also, David Long Jr. has emerged as a guy that they use on blitzes, and he's getting pressure.
Now, moving towards more on the offensive side for the Titans, TD, Ryan Tannehill and this wide receiver group probably had one of their best games at Green Bay last Thursday. What can they take from that game and build to continue to have success going forward?
Yeah, I think what they could build, and that last play, that play action 51-yard pass from Tannehill to Treylon Burks, that's really one that they could build on. And the fact that that was against Jair Alexander, right, and it was against a coverage that was put in there to stop Derrick Henry, not a coverage, but a defense, and that left that one-on-one on the outside. I've said it over and over again. It's time these guys start getting upset about teams playing them like that, and they make them pay, and that's exactly what they did. So that's something to build on. I think when you look at Ryan Tannehill, the timing – one thing that's not getting mentioned is the timing that he and Robert Woods had in that game, especially on third downs. Wood had six catches. Three of them were on third downs to keep the chains moving. And that just gives everyone else more opportunities. That gives more ways that you could give Derrick Henry increased touches, more ways that you could give more targets to Treylon Burks, more targets to Austin Hooper, more targets to Chigakonkwo. So I think it's really important that they find a way to get that third down conversion percentage up, and that's how they did that with the timing. A lot of times Tannehill would throw the football before Robert Woods even made his break or even turned around, and it was right there. And he would catch it and get upfield immediately, first down, and you keep the chains moving. So those are the things that they could build on. And I tell you what, Chigakonkwo continues. Look, when Chig touches the ball, good things happen. Every time he touches it, you're getting at least 20 yards. You know, he's averaging over 20 yards per catch. So that's something they got to keep going.
Teron Davenport with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And TD, I mean, you know this. We spent a lot of the offseason talking about Ryan Tannehill pretty much exclusively. Just what do you make of the way he's played when he's been in there this year? Obviously, I mean, the numbers aren't going to blow anybody away necessarily, but given this offense, the way that they've operated things, you know, the lack of weapons at times that they've had on the outside, what do you make of the way that Tannehill's played so far this year?
I think the last two games are a good sign of him getting back to that 2019 guy that really helped this team make a mark as one of the, you know, the top teams in the AFC. And, you know, you look at that game last week, I saw arrogant throws by Ryan Tannehill. I mean, there were throws where like, I don't know if he should have made that, but, man, he put it in there.
Yeah.
And Nick Westbrook and Kenny had a couple of them. The touchdown to Austin Hooper was one of them where it was fit in between two defenders. And I think that's a sign of the confidence that he's regaining, and not only in himself but with his pass catchers. And, you know, that's something you didn't see as much earlier in the year. So I think Tannehill has played well. One thing that I do like is he's managed to be able to limit the interceptions. And obviously he threw a pick against the Packers, but that was just a fabulous play by Rasul Douglas. So, I'll chalk that one up. But I think overall he's played well. And, I mean, he showed the toughness. I would like to also see him get back to running the football a little bit more too, because you look at last year, only Jalen Hurts had more rushing touchdowns. I believe it was 8 touchdowns Tannehill had rushing the ball. So that's something that will help them in the red zone.
TD, on the Treylon Burks front specifically, we talk about it a lot in the NFL with young wide receivers in terms of maybe the light bulb coming on. And, you know, obviously the last couple of weeks, that's been the conversation in Green Bay with Christian Watson. With the way that Burks played last week, the way they used him, just the game that he had, how big was that for him, and how much of a confidence boost can that be for a young guy that's dealt with a lot of pressure to get to this point so far in his career?
Yeah, I think it'd be huge. And the thing about that game, and I always say this about receivers, you get them involved early, and that really gets, like, they really check into the game. You get them involved early. And if you notice, he had a 43-yard reception on that first drive, and they began to keep going back to him. I think he was targeted 7 times, 8 times, and caught 7 of them, something along those lines. And you did see that confidence just start to really show up. I love the way that they use him, right? They the play action, the bang route, those type of things, the strike routes, they get him the football in positions where he can make plays. Now, I would like to see him break a little more tackles and show more of that yards after catch ability, but I definitely think that Thursday was something to build upon. And again, that 51-yard reception, man, that was against Jair Alexander, one of the top cover guys in the league. And the fact that Tannehill was like, I don't care who you got on my guy, I'm going with my guy, and we're going to get a completion. And that's exactly what he thought. And that's why he went to him on that play. So there's a lot to build off of last week's game.
TD, the Bengals have really struggled to stop the run, but they got their big run stuffer up the middle, DJ Reader, back in this game. Derrick Henry struggled a bit the last time these two teams saw each other in the divisional round. What are your expectations for King Henry in this huge matchup this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's a whole different ball game. This game as opposed to last year, or last season rather. And Derek said himself, you know, the screw has been in his foot a little bit longer, but he's more used to, it's not an issue, right? That injury is not an issue. That time they played, he was just coming off, and he clearly didn't have the same push and explosiveness and power. Derek Henry is back. So I think it's going to be a much better game for him. And DJ Reader is a force to be reckoned with along the interior. We'll see if Ben Jones goes this week. That would definitely help going against Reader, you know. And then you get Brewer back at left guard, and I think you'll be in good shape there. But you know, I definitely feel it'll be a different result for him in this game just because he's much better than he was at that point last season, that last game. And, you know, here it is. He's the only back with over 1,000 yards rushing.
All right, TD, last thing for you here. Which food did you most enjoy putting down yesterday at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, look, man, I was solo. My daughters went back to Philly, so I went and I grabbed myself a ribeye on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I seasoned that with some herbs and spices and threw that on the grill. I had some roasted potatoes, and I cut some Brussels sprouts in half and roasted them. So I have to say the whole meal.
That sounds pretty legendary. It's good stuff, TD. TD, great stuff as always. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and looking forward to your coverage this weekend. Should be a fun one between the Titans and Bengals.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You as well. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Crane Works and Riddle Works, your source for crane and equipment riddle. Visit craneworks.com.